Here we go against Steelers Nation. Aaron Rodgers has given us confirmation. I was going to say a bit of an update.
It's not an update.
No,
There's no update. It's
just confirmation that, one, there's no deadline set by the Steelers. Apparently, according to Aaron Rodgers, there's no contract offered by Omar Khan and the Steelers.
No.
And he has yet to make a decision on his future. He has yet to say if he's going to play or not, pretty much. He hasn't made up his mind.
What A-Rod basically did, he said this on the Pat McAfee show, by the way. He was on the Pat McAfee show this afternoon. He basically reiterated exactly what Omar Khan stated at the Combine just last week. He doubled down on it. That's all A-Rod did.
Yeah.
It's not really an update. It's not really anything new. It's not really news. It's just like, yeah. There's no deadline. There's no contract offer. He's just enjoying the offseason. He's enjoying his time with his wife.
Yes.
That's all he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, this is getting really interesting. In fact, this is getting annoying because this is,
well, dude,
this
we
the
played,
second offseason
yes.
in a row now.
Dude, we played the waiting game with A-Rod last year, and that was just ridiculous. Up until, what was it, June?
Was it June?
I think it was.
What was May?
Was it May?
Dude, if
May or June, whatever
like
it was.
November. That's how long it took. And now I don't know how long it's going to take for this situation to pop off. Keep in mind, the legal tampering period, free agency essentially, starts Monday at noon. So come noon, Monday afternoon, free agents are going to start dropping out of the market.
Yes, we're talking 5 days as of this recording.
And Aaron Rodgers has yet to make up his decision, and the Steelers have yet to make a decision themselves on moving on from this guy. This is more so the Steelers putting themselves in an awful situation. Because if you are going to bank and wait again on the decision of a soon-to-be 43-year-old quarterback, after what happened last year, you're kind of doing yourself a disservice. Like, you didn't learn your lesson last year, and you're still waiting on the decision of this guy with free agency literally around the corner, a couple sleeps away, with the quarterback situation up for grabs or the quarterback situation just completely in question, more so now than ever before, in my opinion, because no matter the options that they grab, no matter the options you look at, none of them are good.
No matter what, a quarterback this year for the Steelers is going to be a rental. But the Steelers, what they want to do is run it back exactly with A-Rod.
With Mike McCarthy now at head coach.
Yeah, because that's just more enticing. That's an enticing offer for A-Rod to come back to Pittsburgh for a second season.
Right.
To delay the retirement tour.
Pretty much. I don't know why the Steelers continue to put themselves in this situation.
I mean, like, what's the purpose? Like, what are we doing here? Honest question. What are we doing
like,
here?
One, I don't know why Rodgers is taking forever to make a decision on his future. Like, he's had months to think of this. I don't know what goes on in his personal life, but from what he said during the Pat McAfee show, he's spending a lot of time with his wife. He mentioned they went on a skiing trip, and it seems like he's very happy. He's enjoying the time off. He's enjoying this part of the offseason, which, listen, good for him.
Yes.
I'm glad to know that he's happy. However, you're a free agent, and the Steelers are essentially putting all their eggs in your basket again. We need a decision, and him not making up his mind is not doing the Steelers any favors, but the Steelers, more so than Aaron Rodgers, aren't doing themselves any favors because they are waiting on this guy again. Like, just move on. He's not making up his mind. You don't know when he's going to make a decision. You yourself did not give him a deadline after what happened last year. You're doing yourself an awful disservice. Why put yourself in that boat once again for a second straight year? I don't understand why the Steelers are trying to do this to themselves.
Neither do I. It just doesn't make any sense to me. The fact that an organization like the Pittsburgh Steelers is doing something like this for a second straight year. The owner, the GM, right, Rooney and Khan. I don't understand it. I honestly can't find the answer or a reason for them to do this. It just doesn't make any sense.
It's like, just move on. At the end of the day, dude, just move on. You have the free agency right around the corner. You have the draft coming up where they will, at some point, I do think, will draft a quarterback more so, hopefully. day three because this quarterback class is not good.
No.
Which makes your options a lot more less than. So it's like, if you're going to hold out for A-Rod again, your options are so much more slim than they already are. Just move on, dude. Like, stop putting yourself in this cuff. Move on and go into free agency. The free agency market isn't any greater. There's not a lot of great options. But at some point, you got to try to make a decision for the quarterback situation for this upcoming season. Because then at that point, you're kind of just left with who you have on the roster, which is Mason Rudolph and Will Hired. And I don't know if they really want to ride with those guys. I don't know what they want to do. They want to stick it out with Aaron Rodgers again, but he hasn't made up his mind. He was on the Pat McAfee show, and he was on there for like an hour, hour and a half or so. He was talking about, you know, what he's doing in the offseason, spending time with his wife and his better half, and good for him, right? But, you know, when it came to talking about his situation and the business side of things, he said pretty much flat out, he said, I want to say that anybody on here who's expecting me to make some big decision, just shut up, just turn it off now, leave. That alone tells me that, he doesn't know what he wants to do. Maybe he does, but I figured he'd make a decision by now if he was well-known in his mind what he really wants to do, which, again, he's just holding out. The Steelers are holding out for him. It's not a good situation for either party at this point. It's not. Not at this stage of the offseason where free agency starts very, very shortly. Aaron Rodgers did confirm that there's been no deadline that's been put in front of me, adding that he has been laying low and spending time with his wife, of course. There's no contract offer or anything, so there's nothing that I'm having to debate between. I'm a free agent. I'm enjoying my time with my wife, and I'm enjoying this part of the offseason, and I think there's conversations to be had down the line. When's that going to be? What is down the line? Can you give us a time frame?
Honestly, who knows at this point?
But right now, there hasn't been any progressive conversations. I love Mike McCarthy, and Mike and I have kept some contact over the years. I've had conversations with Omar. I think Omar enjoyed having me there. I think the guys had a positive response to our time together, but again, there hasn't been any deadline set on me. There hasn't been any contract floated of me for me to be like, well, we'll give you to March 8th to make a decision on this contract. There's nothing of that respect. There's nothing that the Steelers, they're not pressuring Aaron Rodgers, essentially.
No. No, just like last offseason, there's no pressure. Just let us know if you actually want to continue playing. That's it.
Dude, just move on.
I don't know how you don't, like, it's fine to have an interest in a player. It's fine to have interest and negotiate with them and see if they're interested. But it's another thing to just not give them a deadline. Because, I mean, the NFL is a business. And especially at the quarterback position, considering the quarterback hell that the Steelers have been in since Ben retired.
Right.
It's like, it's obvious that they don't have a plan. They don't have a plan at quarterback. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
I don't think they do.
They don't.
I think their plan is they want Aaron Rodgers back, and if not, they're going to try to go with the best veteran available, which that might now be Kyler Murray, who the Steelers would have to sign for the vet minimum. Gee, that sounds familiar. Didn't they do the same thing with another small quarterback just 2 years ago? What was his name again? Mr. Unlimited, number three, I think he wore.
The ride was not fun.
No.
In the tail end, it was not fun, let me just tell you.
No.
Kyler Murray is already guaranteed $36.8 million from the Cardinals in 2026. A team that signs him could get him for the vet minimum of $1.3 million as a result due to offset language.
That is exactly something the Steelers would do.
It has Steelers written all over it.
Yes, it does.
Because they're cheap.
They did it with Russell Wilson not too long ago, and I would not be shocked whatsoever if they do the exact same thing with Kyler Murray. We do not want Kyler Murray. We do not want Aaron Rodgers back. We don't want neither of those options. I don't think they do what they think. I don't think either of those quarterbacks do what the Steelers think that they're going to do.
No. What they do, whether it's A-Rod or Kyler, what they do is fill the position.
They're rentals, which we have been suffering through for years now.
Exactly. Like, it fills the position. You have a quarterback, but is it the fix? Is it the guy? Is it somebody that's going to lead you to your desired prize? No.
Like,
Far from it.
Do you have a confirmed starter for week one? Yes, you do.
And that's all that the Steelers care about in the end. That's all that they care about. Oh, we got a quarterback. Let's go. Let's vie for a Super Bowl. That's their philosophy. That's their mindset.
I don't think a year older Aaron Rodgers does that. No matter what weapons you give him, I still think he limits the offense. Kyler Murray, obviously, you know, a different style quarterback. He's a dual threat guy, which Mike McCarthy did mention in his opening presser when he was first hired as Steelers head coach. He mentioned that one of the things that he has noticed that's evolved about the quarterback situation is the mobility, how quarterbacks run the ball and they extend plays. And that's the kind of quarterback he wants in his West Coast style offense. That sounds exactly like Kyler Murray. And Kyler Murray's name has been spotted to the Steelers well before last season even started.
Yep.
Like, oh, well, this is probably going to be Kyler Murray's last year, a potential trade candidate. Well, the Cardinals are going to release him from his contract.
So the Steelers, they don't have to trade anything away.
No, they could sign him for the vet minimum.
They don't have to take the contract problems. No, it's just like $1.3 million. All you got to do is see if he's interested.
And let's look at the other quarterback markets out there. You know, teams that are in for the quarterback market. There's the Dolphins, right? The Colts, they just franchise tagged Daniel Flippin Jones. So they're not going to be in the Kyler Murray sweepstakes.
Now you can throw the Jets up there, though.
The Jets, obviously, yes. Because Justin Fields just didn't work out.
No, and he might get cut. Might. We'll see.
What other teams are out there that might need a quarterback?
Well, the Steelers are in that category. They're definitely in that list, unfortunately.
I think it's the Cardinals, the Dolphins, and the Steelers primarily that need quarterbacks. But obviously the Cardinals aren't going to bring back Kyler Murray. They're going to go elsewhere. I don't know what the Cardinals are doing, but they're going elsewhere. Dolphins, I do believe that Malik Willis is probably going to sign there just because of that connection with Jeff Hafley and the GM and obviously everything that Miami brings for a guy like Malik for Malik Willis.
Yeah.
Green
Bay connection.
Exactly. So it seems like, I don't know where Kyler Murray could go. The Vikings. How can I forget the Vikings?
Yeah, yep.
Because nine just ain't it.
No.
I don't think
he will be from Minnesota. And honestly, if I had to pick a team where I think Kyler would go, if it's not the Steelers, it is the Vikings.
That makes sense because at least he's in a scheme that will fit him. But here's the thing about Kyler Murray. I don't think he's particularly great. I never got the hype about Kyler Murray. Never.
Not even dating back to his Heisman Trophy winning season that he had with Oklahoma.
When he was drafted number one overall because Cliff Kingsbury convinced the Cardinals GM, hey, let's draft this guy. I know you took Rosen the year prior, but let's draft this guy number one overall. And it didn't really lead to much. You know what it led to? One winning season. One winning season is all it led to, which was 2021 where they made the playoffs and Kyler Murray threw two interceptions in that game. That is his lone winning season as Cardinals quarterback.
Yeah.
In 7 years as Cardinals quarterback, he only has one winning season. Also has only three full healthy seasons. Three.
That's it. I mean, what was it? 2022, I want to say, he tore his ACL.
Yeah.
And then 2023, I mean, he was limited. I don't think he came back playing up until, what was it, like October of 2023?
He played, what, 8 games?
It was something like that. He was limited because he was still rehabbing from that injury because it injury sustained later in the 2022 season.
And this
past year, he sustained a foot injury to which they put him on IR and never brought him back.
No.
Now, that could have been because the Cardinals were already eliminated from playoff contention, and there's not really any reason to bring Kyler Murray back. But if you saw how the Cardinals played offensively with Jacoby Brissett, I mean, like, Brissett was just connecting with the players much better than Kyler Murray.
Well, they were getting in the end zone. Look at Trey McBride. He had 5 total touchdowns with Kyler Murray in his entire career in 4 seasons. And with Jacoby Brissett, he had more touchdowns, I believe.
He had 11.
Yeah.
11. And he actually set the record for most receptions by a tight end in NFL history in the season.
Wow.
I believe so.
Wow.
With Jacoby Brissett primarily as the quarterback.
Now, I'll give Kyler Murray credit. The year prior in 2024, McBride had himself another great season. McBride's just a stud.
Yeah.
Trey McBride's a stud.
That's how good McBride is.
He also had Marvin Harrison Jr. in his rookie year. Right. He had some decent talent. James Conner. I love James Conner, right?
Don't forget, you know, what was it? Arizona. They traded for DeAndre Hopkins years ago, right?
Right.
Under the Kingsbury regime. Kenyon Drake when he was decent at a time.
Yeah.
It's not like Kyler didn't have a supporting cast. Maybe he didn't have the best offensive line throughout his career. I'll give him that.
Well, perhaps he didn't have the best defense. I mean, I'm not saying like everything that happened in Arizona is primarily Kyler's fault. But was he a quarterback that elevated the team to where it needed to be? Is he a quarterback that elevates any football team to where they need to go? I don't think so. I think he's just as basic gets. I think he's mid. Like, I don't think he's someone that you bring in and is going to advance you to the next level. No. I don't view him as that kind of quarterback. I view him as serviceable, who has injury concerns and turns the ball over a lot. He has 60 career interceptions and 51 career fumbles. Keep in mind, he has 4 seasons with the Cardinals where he suffered injuries and still has those amount of turnovers.
It's just a lot of red flags with Kyler Murray.
Plus, he has accuracy issues. He can't see over the middle because, of course, his height is a big concern. He can't throw with anticipation. He can't throw his receivers open. I never bought the hype of Kyler Murray. So I don't want Kyler Murray to be the next Steelers quarterback. Now, with me saying that, I fully expect it to happen because it's exactly something the Steelers would do. And based off what Mike McCarthy said about what he wants in his scheme and his quarterback, Kyler Murray fits that to a T, doesn't it?
So it sounds like we're looking at Kyler Murray as the Steelers' potential starting quarterback for 2026.
Now, based off what Omar Khan said at the Combine, where he said, I want an AFC North quarterback. We need an AFC North quarterback. It's gritty. It's tough. It's a competitive division.
And he's right about that. No doubt about it.
It's cold weather, right?
Yeah.
I don't think Kyler Murray fits that bill.
Well, with his durability concerns, I mean, like, all it takes is one hit from, say, Roquan Smith. I don't know, bro. I really don't know. I'm just saying.
Now, for the vet minimum, it's very cost-effective. Like, there's no risk there.
Low risk, high reward.
Which is probably the only positive about potentially signing Kyler Murray to the Steelers is that it is so dirt cheap. And then because of that, you could surround every other position around the quarterback position and invest, make some extra splashes of free agency. You got 12 projected picks. Trade some of those picks. Go trade up for a receiver. Go trade for a certain receiver. I don't know. Invest a lot of those picks into depth in the defense and more on the line. That's what they should do this year. And signing Kyler Murray for the vet minimum would allow them to do that. But them signing Kyler Murray isn't them thinking, let's sign him cheap and let's surround the team and build up. It's them, in my opinion, thinking, let's sign Kyler Murray cheap, build around, and then make a push. I don't think Kyler can do that for him.
No. I mean, dude, he only has one playoff appearance, and he was terrible in that game. He did not look good. And that was, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, 2021.
Dude.
I just don't think Kyler Murray is all that.
No, and I'm not falling for, you know, I'm not trying to set myself up for, you know, failure right here.
Now, people are saying, well, maybe he has a career resurgence like Baker Mayfield or a Sam Darnold or even like a Geno Smith, right? I think they're all better passers than Kyler. They just comprehend the pass game down a little more than Kyler does, especially Darnold and Baker.
Well, not to disrespect Kyler's size, but they have NFL builds. Kyler doesn't. Kyler has limitations due to his size. I'm sorry. And again, it's not like he didn't have talent around him. I mean, Arizona tried with him. It's not like they didn't. They did. They traded for a plethora of wide receivers. They traded for a couple running backs. They signed a couple running backs. Drafted some receivers.
He had two head coaches with him his entire Arizona career, and it just didn't pan out.
I mean, there's a reason why Mike LaFleur, Arizona's new head coach, is not opting to try it out with Kyler Murray. And I don't think it's because of the bad contract. I don't. That may play a part
of it. They're eating a shit ton of dead cap, so they can give a shit about the contract.
Yeah, but I don't think that plays a part in it. I think it's just due to the fact that Kyler is just not it.
Well, he's they going to do at quarterback? They can't draft somebody.
No, it's
this
not.
This isn't the condition you're to do it.
No.
Do they throw everything at Malik Willis?
They That could be their goal.
Is that an upgrade for them over Kyler Murray?
Well, listen, his brother coached Malik in Green Bay. Mike might be looking for, like, hey, brother, this Malik Willis guy, you know, how is he? You think I should try to get him?
It's almost like the Harbaughs where they trade players back and forth all the time. They still do it.
Yeah, I love the brotherly connections, right?
Yeah.
It's a possibility, but Kyler Murray as a Steeler, no, thank you.
It's a hard pass for me.
No.
It's a hard pass.
No. I'm not trying to get my hopes up about it. I'm not trying to convince myself of, a career resurgence. Could be another Sam Darnold. Could be another Baker Mayfield. He's not like those two. He doesn't have that build. He doesn't have that upside. Not anymore. He's younger than them, and he'd be the youngest option for the Steelers out there, arguably.
Right.
But, like, does that help? I don't think it does.
I think the only positives with bringing in Kyler Murray is it's very cheap, cost-effective. It's just a vet minimum, $1.3 million, correct?
$1.3. Again, it has Steelers written all over.
Yeah, and his mobility could open up the offense just a little bit. But him as a passer, I can't buy into it. I can't. Even if you grab as many receivers as possible, which will definitely help the receiving room, and frankly, potentially any quarterback that we grab in free agency, we bring Rodgers back or whatever. I just don't think Kyler Murray is the best option for the Steelers in 2026. I don't. I don't think he advances the team where they want him to go. I don't think Kyler Murray gets them what they think he's going to get them. It's just another rental. Now, again, no matter who the quarterback's going to be, it's probably going to be a bridge and rental no matter what. So
that's what I fully expect for 2026, no doubt about it.
So with Kyler Murray, it's probably the easiest option because it's the cheapest one out there. It is. But they could also look elsewhere. They could go maybe look for a Malik Willis, who's going to be a lot more expensive and is probably going to get overpaid by a lot of teams. But at least with his potential, you could bank on that more than just what you already know with Kyler Murray, which might be something the Cardinals are going to try to do, or the Dolphins, because the Dolphins are totally moving on from Tua.
Yeah, big time.
What are the Steelers going to do?
I don't even know if they know what they're
going to do. Are they even going to try to sign a free agent quarterback because they're still sold on Aaron Rodgers now?
It seems like their sole focus and their hope is that A-Rod does agree to come back and play one more season.
See, Omar Khan said at the combine meeting, right, in his combine interview, he said he doesn't expect it to go on as long as it did last year. Is he sure about that?
Honestly, at this point, I don't know if you can trust a word coming out of Omar Khan. I firmly believe the Steelers and Omar Khan, everybody in the front office, they don't know what the hell they're doing. They have no idea exactly what they want to do at quarterback. They're just kind of living on a prayer. They're hoping. A Hail Mary, right?
Now, when asked if he needed a decision by the start of free agency, Omar Khan said, "I don't really want to say it has to be done by then. He would like to have an idea, but it just isn't going to go like it did last year." It's kind of going like it did last year.
Dude, we have 5 days up until you can talk to agents of free agents. The legal tampering period. How have you not given A-Rod a deadline? Like, come on, man.
I don't know.
Even if the pool is not enticing, it doesn't look fancy out there, the quarterback position, still, like, you're a general manager. It is your job to figure out exactly what you need to do, who you want to bring in, right? What your goal, what your mission is.
Well, what kind of example does it show to everyone else around the league that, hey, we have a 42, 43-year-old quarterback that can't make up his mind for a second straight year, and I'm just sitting on my damn hands not knowing what the quarterback situation is going to be? What does that set? What kind of precedent does that set for players looking at the Steelers organization? Hey, I can just boss this guy around all I want. Because there's no pressure from the organization, from Rooney, from Khan, from McCarthy. There's no pressure. They are literally biding their own time for Aaron Rodgers, and I don't get it. And if they can't get Aaron Rodgers back, like I know they want to, I think their next best option is going to be Kyler Murray. And how soon does he get picked up? I don't know. The Vikings are probably going to want him. I could definitely see the Dolphins maybe trying to get a play for him if they can't claim Malik Willis. The Steelers are absolutely probably going to be within those sweepstakes as well.
Oh, no doubt about it.
I don't know. But it appears to me that their two most likely options right now at the quarterback situation is going to be Aaron Rodgers whenever he makes up his mind, which doesn't seem to be anytime soon. Like, I don't expect it to be this month, pretty much. Or it's going to be Kyler Murray. It's going to be one of the two. Either Aaron Rodgers wants to come back, which he hasn't hinted to coming back, but it kind of all signs do point that he probably will, just based off of McCarthy being here and McCarthy getting the entire band back from Green Bay from so many ages ago.
Well, I don't think any other NFL team out there, even a team like the Vikings or the Dolphins, is going to be looking for A-Rod.
I don't think so either.
No, so it's either the Steelers or retirement. That's basically it for A-Rod.
Yeah.
He's got two roads. It's just a matter of which direction he wants to go.
And Rodgers, he did mention he enjoyed his time here. Like, during the Pat McAfee interview, he praised a lot of the players on the roster. You know, Deshaun Elliott and how they joked about Elliott said, hell no, he can retire.
Yep, yep.
Right? They joked about that. Rodgers gave him shit for in the locker room. He brought up Muth a lot. He brought up Skowronek. He brought up Christian Kuntz.
He brought up Mason. He brought up Will Howard. He gave a lot of praise to Will Howard.
Yeah.
So, like, I have no doubt that he enjoyed his time in Pittsburgh.
And that might be some little information or some inkling that he's probably going to come back, that he did enjoy his time here. And now you bring back McCarthy, or you bring McCarthy back to Pittsburgh to have him coach the Steelers. I do think at some point Rodgers is going to come back. But if it's not Rodgers, I have a bad feeling that they're just going to sign Murray for the vet minimum, because why wouldn't they? He's a veteran quarterback. He fits what McCarthy wants. He's cost effective. He's played 7 years in the league.
He's got the first overall pick pedigree.
Yeah, I just have my concerns. Murray has a lot of issues as a quarterback. I don't think he's all that. I don't think he elevates the team. He might be the cheapest option out there, and I get it. But it's a different mindset when you look at it as, hey, he's the cheapest option and we're rebuilding, compared to the Steelers, hey, he's the cheapest option and we're still trying to vie for a Super Bowl this year. Like, when you look at it from those two different subjects, one of them sounds like, hey, sign him cheap and we'll rebuild and build everything around the quarterback situation. While the Steelers, they don't think that. They're thinking, hey, let's sign him cheap and make a push like we tried with Russ. McCarthy has mentioned, like, this isn't a rebuild. Like, he is sticking with the roster that Khan and Tomlin have given him, and he's going to try to push with it the best he can.
So just in general, the Steelers just want to run it back.
Yes.
Whether it's with A-Rod or just the same formula of a rental at quarterback, no matter who that might be.
Yes.
He's going to run it back like they're Jey Uso. Let's run it back.
And depending on the...
No yeet.
Depending on the moves in free agency of what Omar Khan does, and I'm talking specifically certain positions and players that he brings in and their age and just their role, it's going to really tell, was it really Omar Khan or was it a little bit of Mike Tomlin? Because I do believe Mike Tomlin had a lot of say in his roster construction.
Oh, I believe that 100%.
Because you look at years past, you look at all the corners we've had, all aging rentals, all of them. Pat Pete, Levi Wallace, Dante Jackson, this past season, Darius Slay. You look at the quarterback situation, Russ, Fields, Rodgers.
Them crafty veterans, bro. It's just too enticing for Tomlin to pass up on.
So I do believe Tomlin had a lot of say in his roster construction, but I do believe that Khan isn't innocent.
Now,
free agency could tell a different tale. What we are truly going to see what Omar Khan will do and just how different this might be, if it's going to be any different.
I mean, we'll see. But
which, at this point, based off of the Aaron Rodgers situation, it's not looking any different.
No, and it just seems like Omar Khan was part of the issue with just bringing in these rentals at whatever position.
Like, he's nailing the drafts, but in free agency, dude, like, you're...
It's just rentals, whether that's cornerback, quarterback, wide receiver even. Like, my God. And enough.
It's looking almost a little bit more of the same. At least from the quarterback situation aspect. No matter what, it was always going to be a rental, it was always going to be a bridge, and I'm very well aware of that.
But that's why we preach about giving a guy like Will Howard a chance. Well, if it's going to be a rental.
Or try to sign Malik Willis cheap and buy on his potential. Get us something. Get us a little bit of competition, a little bit of excitement to go into the quarterback room for preseason and for training camp and for the regular season. Because at least if we sign back Aaron Rodgers or we sign a guy like Kyler Murray, you already know they're the bona fide starters.
Yeah, big time.
Like, this is the year to go experimental, in my opinion, and, you know, have a little fun at the quarterback situation. Take a little bit of a risk. You know, not take a risk in the draft where you draft someone crazy early, like an Allar or a Neusmeyer or a Simpson, but you bring in some young guys to compete, and then you just you kind of go with the flow.
Yeah.
Instead of going with what you already know what you're going to have in Rodgers and Kyler Murray. But those are the top two options, and those are the two guys I am 100% expecting to be the quarterback for week one for the Steelers. It's either Rodgers or it's Murray. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but it seems like that's going to be the case.
And it wouldn't shock me one bit, so it's either one of those two. It's just a matter of the word from Aaron Rodgers, or if the Steelers are finally fed up with the waiting game on Aaron Rodgers, they'll just go the cheap route and go with Kyler Murray just to fulfill quarterback for one season.
So it's either, I could be wrong here, but it's either going to be old man Rodgers and Big Mike reuniting one more time.
Or it's going to be Kyler Murray, sorry.
It's going to be COD Kid Midget Murray. Most likely. Or it could be someone else. We don't know, but that's kind of what the signs are pointing to. There's nothing in regards to the Steelers showing interest to Kyler Murray. This is all just our own speculation and our own feeling what the Steelers might do. But you already know the Steelers are going to be entertaining. If they are going to wait on Rodgers, they might get a little bit impatient and then start looking elsewhere. At least I hope they do. I think they have to. Even if it is a guy like Malik Willis. I wouldn't overpay for him, but go out there, go look at the quarterbacks market, which, again, isn't rich, it isn't crazy, but you got to do something, you know? You got to do something instead of sitting on your hands waiting for the decision of what could be an eventual retired quarterback.
It's better.
And then what do you do?
It's better for them to look at options rather than not look at all and just wait for Aaron Rodgers because they're loyal to him for some reason.
Well, look at it this way. Let's say Aaron Rodgers retires. Let's say that they hold out for Aaron Rodgers again, and then he's like, hey, guys, last year was fun, but I'm going to go home now. I'm going to retire. Goodbye. Have fun. Then what do you do? At what point does he make that decision? And then you're left with a quarterback room with whoever. At some point in the offseason, it could be before the draft, could be after the draft.
This is why a deadline is necessary for the team to put on A-Rod.
I don't know how the team doesn't. I don't know.
Do they not think this? I don't know, dude. I just don't know. I'm tired of this, honestly.
It's very upsetting.
It's getting old, dude.
It is. But that's the state of the quarterback room for the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. So there you have it. There you have it. There's a little bit of a Not much of an update, more of confirmation from Aaron Rodgers himself, who was on the Pat McAfee show and, again, gave a lot of praise to the organization and the front office and the players, which is great, which might incline that he might come back, but he hasn't said so yet.
No.
So here we are. I suppose let's just – when it's going to be a lot like last year. Let's just wait. And whenever he makes up his mind is whenever he makes up his mind. Until then, you're on the back burner. You're not even a thought at the moment. And we're going to advance further and worry about all these other positions because God knows we need to address them. And there's a lot of them. I'm hoping that's what they do. At least that's what they're going to have to do now based off of the spot that they've put themselves in. So Steelers, Khan, McCarthy, good job.
And here we are continuing to play the waiting game like it's a game of Monopoly. The game that never ends.
Yeah.
Never finish a game, bro.
No. Let us know you guys' thoughts down in the comments below. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know anymore. Kyler Murray, anyone else? Who do you guys want at quarterback? Who do you guys want? What do you want the Steelers to do at the quarterback position? Let us know you guys' thoughts down in the comments below. Otherwise, by the way, Jonnu Smith was cut. Before we get on out of here, Jonnu Smith was cut.
Yes. The Steelers finally made the move. They have they plan on releasing Jonnu Smith, which will save them a little over $7 million in cap space.
Yes. Jonnu Smith is gone, which was obvious. We knew this was going to happen. This was a no-brainer, and it just never worked out. It was never a scheme fit. He was here primarily because he's an Arthur Smith guy, and he was used on jet sweeps and screen passes and saw more RB3 time than Caleb Johnson. So, Jonnu Smith, adios, amigo, and I do wish you the best in your future, whatever you do. Hope you find a scheme fit and maybe you flourish elsewhere, but in Pittsburgh, it was just never going to happen.
Jonnu Smith, sayonara.
Sayonara, let's take that $7 million and let's give that to my guy, Kenneth Gainwell. Hopefully, we get news on that soon. Otherwise, yeah, we'll see you in the next one. Here we go, Steelers.
And as always, like, comment, subscribe.
and we'll see you later. Peace!